Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
We are, ladies and gentlemen, and others, delighted to welcome back Chris O'Brien, who is the co-host of the PowerCast, endured us for 8 solid years. Welcome back, Chris.
Well, it's good to be back, Gene.
So then, this is an interesting thing here. When we announced your appearance in our forums, a bunch of people asked questions, but then somebody submitted your name to ChatGPT. I don't know if you've seen the forums yet, Chris. So, it says that you were born in 1952 and you died in 2009.
At the East River in New York.
Yeah. Well, I think what it is there's a second Christopher O'Brien.
Yeah.
In L.A., I think, right? A reporter?
There's a bunch. There's a Chris O'Brien folk singer in Boston. There's a doctor, Christopher O'Brien, who was quite a famous, I think, brain doctor who died a number of years ago. There's another Dr. O'Brien. There's a bunch of us out there. And there's one that died drowned in the East River.
There must be something about that name.
Right. And then there's Conan Christopher O'Brien.
Oh?
Yeah, Conan O'Brien's middle name is Christopher.
Well, when you get red hair and become a multimillionaire, we'll talk to you further then.
Right, and 6'5".
Yeah, right. Well,
I need to grow about 6 inches. Of course, that's not what she said, but...
You have been a busy bee since the last time we talked, about 2 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
So if we watch the film An Accidental Truth, the Ron James film that we talked to Ron about a few weeks ago, there is a telltale credit in that film. You are one of the producers. What did you produce?
Well, I produced a monster by kind of mentoring Ron James as an introduction to an immersion in the field. So... I have to take dubious credit for that. I did work with him on and off in his video production company from 2004, well, through last summer when I spent 6 months out there editing all the interviews that we used and many more, and pulled out all the salient sound bites and then organized them into folders based on... you know, what the topic of the comment was, and then helped plug those into the, he fabricated an outline, a flow for the film, for the narrative. And then I helped him, we sat and pushed and pulled and argued and cajoled and convinced one another why this particular soundbite should go here and not here. And, you know, so I was kind of there. All through the evolution of the pre-production process into the actual production process. And then I let him have his way, thankfully, so with the actual final edit, and helped him tweak the narration a little bit. And I did a lot more on this particular film than I did on both of James Fox's last two films, which I also helped produce.
Now, when you work with James Fox, I guess in the phenomenon, you also work with Jacques Vallée, right?
I did. Yeah, I spent a day with Jacques and James and our editor, and we went through the very important sort of highlight, sort of peak of the film, really, was the Gary Nolan segment that showed Nolan's work at Stanford looking at the isotopic ratios of supposed material taken from, I don't know, I guess you can call them either crashes or material taken from known craft events, like the, Tim, you probably know about the was it Yubata? The
material
dribbled out of the disc in Brazil onto the
right. Yeah,
I think that was one of the bits that they talked about, and Jacques was a little bit. He wanted that to be the ending, that whole thing, and James and I argued that no, you can't end on a, you know, on something as nuts and bolts as isotopic ratios. You need some sort of emotional ending. That's why Ron very insightfully and he's got very good film sense. He wanted to end with the Ariel School incident, which I thought was a masterstroke, and I helped him tweak that very ending where he does the close-ups of the kids' faces and just very powerful ending. I'm quite proud of the work that he did on that. But I had a good time on that day that Jacques came here over, and you know, we kind of, the voices got a little, got a little bit testy, which surprised me, but I think everybody ended up feeling good about it, and we went out and had a nice tight dinner, and I sucked down a bottle of sake. I've been so nervous all day. I drank one of those little hot bottles of sake just to calm my nerves, and I felt, let's put it this way, I really wanted to make it last longer and ask a whole bunch of questions I didn't get to ask because I've always, for years, I've been waiting for an opportunity to pick his brain. And if I had known that he was getting involved with Paula Harris back then, on this crazy book project, I would have torn him a new one on that. But be that as it may, it was a really good opportunity to rub shoulders with a real legend. He's a super nice guy. I thought he would come across kind of, that sort of Franco arrogance and all that. I figured that he would be kind of snippy, and he wasn't at all. He was very humble, very soft-spoken, funny, very engaging. I didn't notice any slippage of mental acuity that you would expect somebody getting up to their age like Eugene. you guys are still sharp as tacks, and that's a good thing. I just aspired to that particular description myself here, maybe if I make it that long. But it was fun, and I was very very grateful that I got to be a fly on the wall sort of on that one.
As you recall, Chris, you and I were sharing an episode with Dr. Vallée in 2010 and then 2017.
Yes. Indeed.
And what was interesting to me is the one we did in 2017 where he talked about his early meetings with some people like Palmer and Arnold and those people. And his encounter with Jim Moseley, where I was present.
Yeah, that was fun. He kind of made him stretch a little bit on his memory banks, pulling up some of those instances. But he remembered.
Well, I think we spent about an hour or so with him at a hotel in Chicago. And what was interesting to me here is, I know, don't know how well you knew Jim Moseley, but he liked to be an amateur psychologist. And he was analyzing Jacques, kind of saying, this guy seems to be very uptight. And he went on with this stuff. I don't know. At that time, I don't think he took Vallée too seriously. It was only later when he started expanding his vocabulary about unknown phenomena that things sort of turned. But in our next segment, Chris, I want to ask you about this other topic over here, the topic of today. And you said you might want to rip him a new one. I'm going to give you a chance. He's not available for commentary anymore on this, so there you go. We're talking with Chris O'Brien, the second co-host of the Paracast, and we're always happy to talk to my old friend. Tim Swartz is the co-host. You're in
the Paracast.
listeners, I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
We continue with Chris O'Brien. And after 2 years, there's a lot to talk about. And he mentioned working on a film with James Fox and Jacques Vallée. And since then, Jacques has hooked up with Paula Harris to write this book, Trinity. Okay, folks? And we've talked about it on the Paracast. We had Jacques on the show for 1 hour. He would not do more than 1 hour. Promised he'd come back when they analyzed this material he said he had. And he didn't.
I recently wrote a letter to him and Paula Harris, with whom we've had an on-and-off relationship over the years on the Paracast, and she said they're not doing anything more. They're not doing any more interviews because of the low level of engagement on the subject. The book, by the way, is called Trinity, The Best Kept Secret. Chris, have you read the book at all?
No.
Do you intend to read the book?
No. Maybe. Anything with Paula Harris's name on it, I'm generally knee-jerk not interested, but because she somehow talked shock to be involved, or I've heard the other way around as well, that he was interested in the case, and that he found out that she had somehow done some interviews, and so she said, well, if you want what I got to be involved. I'm not sure how true that is, but through the grapevine, that's what I've heard. Paula Harris represents everything that I absolutely have a problem with in the field of ufology. It's that weird stew of New Age, UFOs, aliens, conspiracy, and a complete abdication of common sense. Anybody that can tout the Billy Meyer case, Wendell Stevens, I can just go down the list. It just, with, you know, all this love and light, the benevolent space brother type take on it. I just, you know, to me, it's like Greer, like Stephen Greer, and some of these other, you know, what's that term called? You know, just look everything through rose-colored glasses, or I have no time for that, because to me it doesn't represent a credible way to ascertain the veracity or validity of a particular aspect of this subject matter, and I just don't have time for it. And unfortunately, she did not have a good time on the Paracast when she was here, when she was introduced to me. They said, "Oh, he's the new host of the Paracast." She basically said, "Well, if you're involved with those people, don't even talk to me." So she automatically just, I don't want to say she instantly hated me, but boy, she never really had a good thing to say about me again after that, or to me.
She looked me up at a couple of those UFO conferences and seemed pretty even-headed about everything. Now, just for our listeners' memory, Paula Harris appeared with our original co-host on the Paracast September 28, 2008. So the episode's available for download, by the way. And we talked to her about a number of issues, and the show seemed to go well. When she had said something or was quoted elsewhere as saying it, I have to listen to the episode again, it's so many thousands of years ago, that Billy Meyer was the real deal. And I asked her, did you say that? How could you say that in so many words? I think she thinks that the original co-host took her down. No, I did. You know, we were equal opportunity offenders in those days, too. And I think that's the point where she almost hung up on us, or we almost hung up on her. Or we did hang up on her, but it was the end of the episode, so it didn't matter. In any case, I never said she couldn't come back. And like I said, I did meet up with her a couple of times, and she seemed all right. But it's pretty obvious to me that she has decided since then to take a bunker mentality. And what I mean by that is she will not even make arrangements to get me a copy of the book. I do have a copy of the book, by the way, the first edition, the ebook version. But she made no interest in having me have a copy. She said, just go to Amazon. Now, the last person who said, buy the book, was John Burroughs, who came out with a new book, I guess partly on his Rendlesham experiences. And when we've had him on the show, in fact, he was in my home studio at the time. Chris may have been there as well. In my home studio, we did a show with him, and I think we got along well with him. But he said, you got to buy the book first. And I said, you know, everybody else gives us a review copy. We can't buy 50 books a year. But he didn't, and we didn't. And now we do have the first edition of the book, but Paula will not come on. I think they're taking kind of a bunker mentality, Chris, about this whole thing.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm shocked and really I feel let down that Valet first would not vet her, I think, a little bit more seriously than he did. Assiduously, is that the word? I think it really is a knock on his legacy to be, you know, kind of winding up his career associating with people that just, you know, they're wishful thinking true believers. And I think that's the antithesis of what Jacques Vallée represents to a lot of people in the field. They think of him as an iconoclastic, you know, pioneering, out-of-the-box thinker. And this, to me, I mean, with the revelations from the Douglas Dean Johnson expose, the Tony Bregaglia wannabe guy, who has started his new career of character assassination. He's a character hitman now with the work that he did on the Ray Stanford. Ray Stanford's work, which is totally just unforgivable. I really am dismayed that Vallée could be miscalculate to the extent that he did, just by getting involved with her, and that's not even talking about the case, which is just falling apart like a wet tissue. I mean, you know, some of the things that Johnson came up with, and I must admit, he did quite a good job, and you know, I don't know how many days and weeks it took him to come up with the material that he did, but it paints a pretty damning picture of the principals in the you know, alleged event and the veracity of their claims. It sounds like they took little bits of Vasek, little bits of Roswell, and added a little picante sauce and stirred it up and came up with a quite unbelievable account. I mean, little kids don't sneak into, you know, alien spacecraft and pull pieces off the wall and abscond with them. It just doesn't. It's ludicrous.
It sounds like a low-end sci-fi film. Think about it. We had lots of these low-end sci-fi films, especially in the early 50s. I mean, the ones that Republic serials did, you know, like Zombies of the Stratosphere. I think that was the first film Leonard Nimoy did, and he had like about four lines of dialogue. And he played one of the henchmen who reforms. You don't want to hear about that. We want to hear more with Chris, with Tim and Gene. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
USA News Update. Former President Trump says his latest indictment is actually driving his poll numbers up. Speaking on Saturday at a GOP convention in Columbus, Georgia, Trump said that it is a, quote, horrible thing for the country. And the only good thing about it was his poll numbers are, quote, way up. President Biden will hold his first re-election campaign event next weekend in the swing state of Pennsylvania. Biden has frequently highlighted his ties and support for labor unions, referring to himself as, quote, the most pro-union president in history. Arcangelo crosses the finish line first at the Belmont Stakes Saturday, and it's history for Jenna Antonucci, the first female trainer to win the Belmont. Transformers Rise of the Beasts opens with $25 million, and it's projected to soar to $60 million through the weekend. I'm Jerry Barmash, USA News.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
Hi, this is Tracy Torme, screenwriter-producer. You're listening to Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Always happy to talk to my old friend Chris O'Brien. Welcoming back on the show, Tim Swartz is our co-host. And we've been talking here about this book, so to speak, written by Paula Harris and Jacques Vallée. Don't know the level of contribution from each. It's called Trinity, the Best Kept Secret. But so far, everything I see, the best kept secret is that there's no value to the case. I know our friend David Halperin did a piece on it in his blog, and he basically looked at Johnson's research and said the key there is that, who was it, Don Schmidt or Tom Carey interviewed one of the alleged witnesses who then totally updated his story after that interview to embellish it. Now, just that alone makes us suspicious. I would love for Jacques to respond, but the only response he's made is to Johnson's commentary. He first put it on Facebook, or Paula Harris did, and then she removed it and put it on her website, which she has since removed, because we had a link to it in the Paracast forums. It's gone. Unless someone else can find it. So I don't know whether there's going to be a rethinking or what. What do you think, Chris?
I don't know. I want to know what Tim thinks. What do you think, Tim?
Well, the thing with me is that, okay, if Johnson was able, however long it took him, to uncover all of that information, why couldn't Vallée do the same thing? You know, yeah, I mean, it's obvious that... And I hate to say that because, you know, I am definitely a fanboy of Vallée. I'm like you, Chris, that, you know, if I was sitting with him in a restaurant, I would just want to talk his ear off and ask all kinds of questions. But it seems to me that, you know, this information wasn't properly vetted. So, I mean, if the book was able to be deconstructed really that quickly, then Vallée should have found that stuff too before it was even published.
Exactly.
I do remember, though, hearing this story or reading this story a number of years ago, like maybe, you know, pre-pandemic, at least. So, I mean, the story has been around for a while, and I haven't had a chance to read the book yet, so I don't know how much, like you said, that the story has been embellished upon since the time that I originally read it, and I wish I could remember now where what the source was, but as soon as I read the description of it, I knew, I recognized it.
Yeah, it's got a little bit of Aurora, Roswell, throw in the, you know, E.T. showed up when we blew off the atomic bomb. It hits a lot of, you know, sort of cultural memes and puts them all together into a pretty convenient narrative. And based on what I know of the book, having not read it, it just amazes me. The valet, like you said, Jim, would not properly vet these characters and would make the decision, ill advised, I would say, to lend his name to a project that was involving Paula Harris. And, you know, I have nothing against her personally, but when it comes to, you know, putting your nose to the grindstone and doing the heavy lifting in your vetting and your research, she's pretty much made a career because she interviewed Philip Corso. That's how I first remember hearing about her. Was her interview with Corso, who she totally takes at face value. And so, you know, people don't realize that they're new coming to this field, especially in the last, you know, 5-6 years. They don't realize that there's a whole bunch of, you know, scenarios and people that have come before this that really don't, as far as I'm concerned, don't deserve our time or day. And these people don't realize any of this, and they don't do due diligence. And they're giving these types of individuals more gasoline. And unfortunately, you know, we're having to maybe kick Royce Myers in the butt and get him to get the Hall of Shame.
Well, that's unfortunate with Royce Myers. He, I think, former forest policeman or something, he had a site called UFOWatchdog.com. And we took it over for a couple of years. We had new material written. And then he said, can I have it back? Okay, fine. So we give it back to him. And then he never updated all the material that we had prepared. We had a guy named Michael Schuyler, who was a really good researcher and was an active forum member. And he wrote a lot of the material. I wrote some of it. I edited that material. But UFOWatchdog.com, the last version I saw, includes none of that. And it's kind of sad because we need places like that because someone coming into paranormal research doesn't know about all these pitfalls. They don't see, well, who's Paula Harris? She's writing with Jacques Vallée. It's got to be credible and all that stuff. Whatever it is, I think the honorable thing to do for Jacques right now, based on everything we know about this case, and I've read a lot of it, but I don't say I'm a great researcher of this material. I only have so much time to check it. But from what I see with Mr. Johnson's work and other writings and what Kevin Randall has written about the case, I see that Jacques should really say, you know what, let me step back and say, we need to look at this further. I also do not understand if Paula Harris is so convinced of this case, why the rebuttal, the Johnson's article, such as it was, has been taken down.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I think we're flogging a dead puppy here. It's just disheartening because I don't like to see a person with such an august historical presence as valet in this field to you know, besmirch his reputation by allowing, you know, on some miscalculations and misjudgments on his part. I just hope he just didn't do it just to, you know, generate some dough, because something like this could be, you know, could be palmed off on the newbies, and it could make a lot of money. And I have a hard time believing that that would be his motivation. But, I mean, what else could it be?
Well, the thing is, the book was not published by a major publisher. It was self-published by Paula and by Jacques. You can tell this if you look at the publisher info on the book itself. It indicates her company and his company. So it's probably done with something like Create Space, or used to be called Create Space, on Amazon, where you can publish a book free. They do the normal Amazon promotion. They list it and everything like that. You can do a hardcover, a paperback, and an ebook. And then if you need to have copies ordered, they will fulfill the orders. If you need to buy copies, you can get a bunch at low price. So that's how they did it. Now, obviously, it maximizes their revenue, but it also means that there's no major publisher behind it to give it promotion. It's just another self-published book.
Yeah. Well, that's a wave of the future. You can't fault them that. That's how I'm going to do my next couple of books. But, it's disheartening. That's all I can say. Having done a book like Stalking the Herd, which is just a mountain of data and just tons of research that went into it, years of research and lots of hard work and slaving away, and to see people just punch out these ill-conceived projects, I don't know, it's just disheartening.
We've got more stuff, hopefully not disheartening, from Chris O'Brien, Gene Steinberg, Tim Swartz. Whoever does it can do it. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at rockoids.com. That's rockoids, rockoids.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is me, the Merciless. You are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio, exactly according to my plan.
The sepulchral sounds of Chris O'Brien. As you welcome back to the Paracast, our co-host is Tim Swartz. We were talking for the first three segments here, mostly about the book from Jacques Vallée and Paula Harris, entitled Trinity, the Best Kept Secret, and they've tried to keep it a secret from me because they won't send me a review copy. I have the first edition. I don't know whether the second edition fleshes out anything. They've taken a bunker mentality in now trying to defend the book against people who are skeptical. The worst we hear is the low level of the discourse, and the only major discourse other than Kevin Randall has been this guy Johnson. Was it Douglas Dean Johnson?
Yeah.
Okay, Douglas Dean Johnson. And as you say, he's kind of a flamethrower, but evidently the work he did on this was quite good. I want to ask you very quickly, and you don't have to go into this if you don't want to. What's his beef with Ray Stanford?
I really don't know, based on what I can tell. Is he really has problems with Ray's psychic work. And, you know, a lot of people in the field would have problems with Ray's psychic work, and that's okay. Everybody's, you know, entitled to their own opinion about people that are gifted in the, and, you know, forms of acuity that most people don't or do but are unable to access. Now, Ray would do kind of an Edgar Casey thing. He would go and close his eyes, lay on a couch, and occasionally some pretty interesting things would come out. He never claimed that it was, Dante says, oh, he claims he was Jesus Christ and all, just ridiculous things. And the fact of the matter is that Ray never claimed any of these things. He always said that he had a sneaking hunch it was just parts of his own unconscious that were coming out. And, you know, I mean, the guy exhibited some pretty talents, some pretty interesting talents. He predicted what the third secret of Fatima, prophecy of Fatima would be, and he was correct. He predicted the attempt on John Paul's life 20 years before it happened. There were a number of things that he came up with that are real head scratchers, which of course is never mentioned. The only thing that's mentioned is the Helion accelerator and other things that Ray came up with from time to time. Now, Johnson was a follower. Johnson was one of these people that was part of his, I think, interested in AUM. I'm not really sure how involved he was, but he ended up being the data logger for Ray's Project Starlight. when he was doing instrumented UFO studies at a facility that he had outside of Austin, Texas in the early to mid-70s. Very iconoclastic work, some of the first real attempts to gain magnetic and gravitational data and shoot lasers at the craft and record these events on video and what have you, radar. He had a multi-million dollar facility that was designed to do this. Now, Johnson also had a track of, I'm not really sure, might be speaking out a little bit here, out of my knowledge space, but he was very involved in fighting Roe versus Wade. He was starting to lean, it sounded to me, he was starting to lean to be a very kind of, you know, Texas born-again Christian type, and spent a lot of time fighting Roe versus Wade, and then ever since it was passed, he has been a real staunch advocate to stop a woman's right to choose. Now, he's entitled, you know, to do those things. I don't have any problems with the fact that he's doing them. I just have a problem with the fact that this is obviously impinging on his opinions of Ray, who he probably thinks is the devil or is some sort of demon. Because he's gone after him like Ray was in his mind. So he agrees that Ray has incredible abilities. When he looks down, he's able to see things that hundreds of millions of people won't see, including at Goddard Space Flight Center, right outside of the cafeteria, rock outcropping that had a really obvious, huge the footprint of a nodosaur that when you see it, you realize, oh, yeah, that's a dinosaur track. Well, how come thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands and hundreds of thousands of scientists walking by that never noticed it? Well, Ray did, and it turns out he found when they uncovered the entire rock, which is like 8 feet long and 3.5 feet wide, 4 feet wide, it had 100 separate trackways of dinosaurs, pterosaurs, and mammals on it. It's being called by the top people in paleontology, it's being called Rosetta Stone of the Cretaceous. It has given us more insight into what happens when a giant corpolite or dinosaur dung is laid on the ground, and all these little dinosaurs and big dinosaurs start poking around at it looking for food, which is basically what you have. Now, this has totally set paleontology on its head. It's the first time we found baby sauropod tracks. It's the first time that anyone's found pterosaur tracks with both the feet, the little tiny hands on their wings, and the beak in the same track, trackway. It's just, I could go on and on and on. Now, Douglas Johnson thinks that Ray can do that looking down, that he can't see the trackways in the sky, or he can't analyze photographs and videos, or photographs and films, I should say, when he looks up. Well, I'm telling you, Ray's visual acuity does not stop on the ground. When he looks up, he sees things, and he has the knowledge base in science and optical physics and other disciplines to be able to interpret what he sees. Now, scientists such as Hal Puthoff, Kid Green, I could name some, but I'm not allowed to. Scientists from Goddard Space Flight Center have been there. And he's really amazed quite a number of people. In fact, Professor Kevin Knuth from SUNY Albany was all set with a paper he was going to present at SCU. And Douglas Johnson called him up and said, you will get fired from your job if you show, you know, these images from Ray Stanford and do your presentation based on Ray's work. And, you know, with the hint that he was going to make the call himself was kind of how I took it. And so they, for the first time that I've ever heard of, based on hearsay, a scientist was almost blackmailed, maybe extorted, not to present a paper because of one person's personal bias. And I'll never forgive the guy for that. I've seen the paper. There's nothing wrong with it. Scientists don't get their information from films. They get them from individual frames, which is what they were presenting. And what can I say? I've always been a great admirer of Ray's analytical work. He has an observational and a visual acuity that maybe is in one in a billion people. And I don't say that jokingly or lightly. I mean that. There's a handful of people that are able to pick up the details that he is, because of his, first of all, his knowledge base and his education, self-taught, but also because of his, you know, extra sensory abilities, which he's proven to me on a number of occasions are real.
I should mention, Chris, that the no less than the Washington Post wrote a very favorable feature about Ray.
He published in Nature, the hardest piece to get published in the world. And it was published with Martin Lockley, who's considered the top dinosaur expert, you know, dinosaur track expert in the world. And Martin says, I'm nothing. Ray's the guy.
By the way, folks, we're going to keep Chris around for the After the Paracast podcast, where the use of language is not restricted and we say anything except the things you can sue us for. For $787 million. That'd be fun. Being sued for $787 million? I don't know. But I'm not inviting the lawsuit, so hold your papers, because I am lucky to have 787 pennies. And, of course, to download After the Paracast, you have to be a member of the Paracast Plus. Check the Paracast.plus. Once again, that's the Paracast.plus to get more information and to subscribe and just a couple of minutes or so. Hey, we got this guy with us, Chris O'Brien. Tim is our co-host. I'm Gene Steinberg most of the time.
The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.